This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dan, I love this next question because I don't think we've ever got it, and it made so much sense to me as soon as I read it.
Hello, Lizzie and Dan. My question is this. As summer is now in full swing, we are starting to host some pool parties and would like to know if we, my wife and I, as hosts, would be rude to partake in the swimming fun, or should we skip the swimming as to be fully available to our guests?
It's a new question. It's a new question. We've never gotten this question, at least not that I know of.
It's a classic twist on a hosting dilemma that is common. I want to enjoy my own party.
Right? I want to participate. But wait, I still need to fix drinks and make sure people have everything they need and make sure the food is refreshed. And how do I do all of that and have fun in the pool playing pool volleyball?
I'm aware of my hosting duties. And yet, I love a dip. I think in some ways that you really participate well at your own party by participating a little bit, enjoying yourself. So if this is a pool party, I don't think there is anything rude about getting in the pool and cannonball and whatever.
I love that. All right. Well, I think what's going to work here is that timing and planning are going to save your hosting skills and still allow you to cannonball and enjoy the festivities. I would suggest that prior to either of the hosts swimming or joining in all the fun of the party, that all guests should have arrived and been greeted and treated or invited to enjoy games, drinks, food, anything that this party has to offer. You always want to make sure that your hosts have had that extended invitation once they're in your home to enjoy everything, kind of know what's going on.
Welcome, greet, introduce.
Exactly. And I would say that once that's happened, I think you're in the clear. As long as the party's running smoothly, guests' needs are met. Because you're co-hosting with your wife, I would suggest that you two kind of tag in and out for who is enjoying the fun of the pool and who is kind of keeping an eye on all the refreshments. If you were hosting alone, before I hopped into that pool, I would make sure that all the beverages and all the food is like refreshed so that it's all ready for people. I would ask anyone if they need anything, and then I would hop in and enjoy, and I'd kind of keep an eye on time. But if you are co-hosting, make sure you don't somehow inadvertently get into a very long game of, I don't know, Marco Polo, and then your host has been left frying in the sun, toiling away, and you're just having so much fun in that pool. You really want to switch on and off the who's having fun in the pool and who's hosting.
My advice is the exact same. As I continue through the course of the party, yep. I would be prepared to wrap up that moment,
yes,
so that you're also available for the goodbyes that are a part of good hosting.
Yep.
I love that thinking about welcoming people. I think part of that welcome, you can start to anticipate and set yourself up for that moment of departure where you get to excuse yourself from those hosting duties. Although I don't even want to think about it that way, because enjoying yourself and participating with your guest is part of your hosting duties.
I agree.
But tell people where those fresh towels are. And if there is a co-host who also wants to be in that pool with you, or if you're not in a situation where you can lean on them for the particular thing that might
right.
be happening during the middle of that party, enlist some aid. Make
yeah.
that part of your party planning. Get a friend who's willing to man the grill for you while you do that. And that can be part of your thinking about how you set these little soirees up.
Say you're hosting on your own, and maybe you haven't asked that friend to man the grill. You can also talk to your guests while you're having fun. Say, hey, does anybody need anything? I'm going to tag out for a minute, and then I'll be back, you know. But just check in with your guests. Make sure that they feel great. It sounds like y'all have a great pool party scene going on. And I think with just a little bit of communication and prep, you're going to be able to really enjoy that pool on these wonderful hot summer days, as well as enjoy having all your friends and family there with you.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.